bit about, you know, speaking about insurance, the auto insurance policies. People don't look at those enough, do they?
No, it's a funny thing. You know, the law presumes that when you get your insurance policy that you're going to read it.
Right.
Let's read all 45 pages of it. And actually, in Massachusetts, the auto policy is written in a way that it can be read by the average consumer.
They simplify it here in Massachusetts?
Simplify.
I haven't bothered reading mine, so you're absolutely correct.
Well, you and 99% of the other people who got that in the mail in the last year haven't looked at it. Actually, the most important thing to start with is something known as the coverage selection sheet, and that tells you what you actually bought, and
right.
If you want to understand it, then you go read the policy. But it is, as I said, it's an easy-to-read policy. It's important to know that there are certain times if you're driving a car that belongs to your business, actually, that the coverage there may not afford opportunities for you to collect certain things like underinsured motorist coverage, which is so critical if you're in an accident with someone who does not have enough insurance.
Right.
And if you like, I can just talk about some of the different parts of that policy.
Yes, please do, by all means.
Well, the law requires that you have a minimum amount of $20,000 per person, $40,000 per accident coverage on your vehicle for liability.
Okay.
That's the mandatory minimum coverage, and it doesn't get you much at all. It covers you driving your car.
Yeah.
If you loan your car to a friend, there's no insurance coverage for that person. If you take your car out of state, you don't have liability insurance
coverage.
Holy
mackerel.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that. And for about $5 more, you can get what's known as the optional BI, optional bodily injury coverage, and then you can loan your car to your friend or a relative, and you can take your car out of state and have that coverage.
Get some extra reasonable coverage.
That's right.
It's so pretty basic, doesn't it? Like,
it is basic. It is basic. But, you know, a lot of people, especially young people, go out, they just say,
Give me the cheapest one possible, quick.
Get me in that car and get me going.
Right.
It's pretty rare that you'll see a broker or an agent sell you something that's so minimal. And then you get something called personal injury protection, which is a no-fault benefit. You have a minimum amount of $5,000 of crash protection. But you think about if you bump even your small car into a Mercedes or a Jaguar or something more fancy, $5,000 is what it costs to replace a couple of wheels.
Yeah, it doesn't go very far.
Nope. But what you really want to think about is protecting yourself. If you have any kind of assets like a home or a business, you really want to make sure you have enough liability coverage. You can get up to $500,000 on your auto to protect yourself and your family. And then you want to match that because most people are driving around with coverage less than $100,000.
Right.
And if you're in a serious car accident, you can get $100,000 in medical bills in 2 weeks. So you need to look at two coverages, underinsured coverage and uninsured coverage. And those coverage issues, those coverage selections should match what you got for bodily injury. You can't go above it, but you want to make sure that they match at least.
All right, I got you on that. Some interesting stuff there with the auto insurance. A lot of things people just don't know.
Right, and if you go to our website, it's a little, you got to drill down for it, but if you go to our website, which is www.bwglaw.com, there's a tab called Resources, and you look for legal articles. And if you just search for car insurance insurance.
I was looking at your website. Very informative. Good
Thank
stuff
you.
On there. It was like an encyclopedia. What else can people find on that great website?
Well, if you can find a lot about changes in the law for the last 10 years.
Right.
We try to keep up with
great
that.
Stuff.
If big cases come down, we write about them right away. And you can find out about how different types of cases are handled. We do construction accidents. We do bicycle accidents. We do all kinds of car and truck accidents and, as I said, medical malpractice.
So you help a lot of folks in a lot of different areas where they just be otherwise clueless and helpless. So that's a great service that you provide. Talking with Mr. David White. He's an attorney, a partner at Breakstone, White, and Gluck. www.bwglaw.com. Really great website there. And David, we're going to take a short break here, and we'll be right back after these short words on Money Matters Radio. Join me, Chris Finlan, on Money Matters Midday, weekdays, 11 to 2 on the Money Matters Radio Network.
Are you tired of the same old pizza from the same old chains? A slice above the competition? Needham House of Pizza is locally owned and has dished out the best pizza in town since 1963. The Needham House of Pizza crafts their Greek-style pies the old-fashioned way with homemade dough and sauce and fresh hand-grated cheese to provide their customers with the freshest taste possible. Not just limited to pizzas, they also specialize in making the finest subs, calzones, pastas, wings, and more. Whether you're just stopping in for a bite to eat or you need an event catered, the Needham House of Pizza is your place. Open 7 days a week from 10 to 9 p.m. It's time to find what the hype is all about and call 781-444-1139 or visit them on the web at NeedhamHouseOfPizza.com.
Listen, watch, and read all the latest business and financial information at MoneyMattersRadio.net.
This business is harder than anything I've ever done in my life.
Meet Kim Ema. She sells tasty desserts out of her treats truck all over Manhattan.
Managing cash flow is really important because things are always changing. Let's say I have a really big event coming up. I'm probably going to use my Visa Business credit card. And then there are weekly expenses where it just makes a lot of sense to use my Visa Business debit card.
Learn how Visa Business helps Kim manage cash flow in ways checks can't. Visit visa.com/gobiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway, so my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva ibandronate sodium is a prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Cooking Light. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva. Help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
The sea salts of the world vary in color, taste, and intensity. Now Campbell's has found one that tops them all. It's naturally flavorful. Adding it helps us use less salt than before in Campbell's tomato soup. That famous, familiar flavor. As delicious as ever. Now with less salt. Thanks to a very special sea salt in Campbell's tomato soup.
So many, many reasons it's so good.
Listen, watch, and read all the latest business and financial information at MoneyMattersBoston.com.
Risks. We all have them. We all take them. Every day we are presented with tasks that involve risks in our life. When it comes to money, knowing what risk to take is crucial. At Four Points Financial, they can help figure out what financial risks are best for you. To set up your personal meeting, call Cindy Mangan at 978-440-8280 or stop by the office at 10 Concord Road in Sudbury. Don't risk your future. Talk to a financial professional today. Four Points Financial, guiding you in the right direction. Securities offered through Next Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Join me, Chris Finlan, on Money Matters Midday, weekdays, 11 to 2 on the Money Matters Radio Network. Welcome back, Money Matters Midday. My name is Chris Finlan. This is the home stretch here. David White, you know how to pick your times there. The Friday night, just about to check out, or Friday afternoon, rather, just about to check out. But we're talking to you about some serious law stuff. Of course, your partner over at Breakstone White & Glock out in Boston, www.bwglaw.com. Check it out. They can help you with anything. Isn't that the case?
Well, civil litigation matters. We represent primarily plaintiffs in personal injury cases. We also do a little mix of some business litigation, and one of my specialties is insurance bad faith.
Okay.
So
Tell me about insurance bad faith. What's that all about?
It's a sad thing, Chris. Sometimes things go wrong at the insurance company.
Unfortunately.
And they have a duty to settle cases when liability is reasonably clear and the damages can be reasonably assessed.
Okay.
And if they don't settle that case, they're committing a violation of the Consumer Protection Act, which is Chapter 93A, and they're also violating the Unfair Insurance Practices Act, which is Chapter 176D. And in those cases, you can get triple damage from the insurance company for their bad faith actions. So let's say we have a car accident, you're at fault, your company doesn't settle, I go get that verdict of $1 million, I turn around and say to the insurance company now, but since you didn't settle that case, we want $3 million in punitive damages.
And you got the right to do so because that's how it's set up.
Absolutely.
And it always delights me to see somebody holding these insurance companies accountable.
Well,
I'll tell you.
They play hardball. and it's proper, it's reasonable. They have a duty to investigate cases.
Sure. But no, they could just cut checks without looking into it.
And they probably used to do that 30, 40 years ago just to move things along. But they're much more careful now about the cases they settle. They investigate, but they have a duty to be fair to claimants, and sometimes the companies do fail in that respect.
Right. Well, as long as there's somebody there to hold them accountable, that's what I'm happy for. And that's what you do.
That's my job.
And you do it very well.
Thank you.
I can tell. And so what else do you specialize in? I know you were talking a little bit about malpractice during the break.
Yeah, our firm does medical malpractice cases. It's a very specialized area of the law, and it's a very difficult area of the law for a couple different reasons. First of all, jumping to the end, they're difficult cases to win.
Okay.
So lawyers who handle these cases have to be careful to pick the cases carefully, not to pick a case where a client's going to be in a litigation for 3, sometimes 4 or 5 years, and at the end of the road have no satisfaction from the case.
Sometimes with malpractice case, it's not an easy thing.
You really got to
screen them and pick with your due diligence the right one.
Right, and we try to be very careful in that respect. Not saying we won every case.
Right.
No trial lawyer who's worth his or her salt will tell you they've won every case.
Yeah, no one bats 1,000.
No one bats 1,000. Maybe for their first case they do.
Yeah. One for one. I'm batting 1,000.
And I was 2 for 2 before my average began to.
Oh, wow. Fade. There you go. But then you can't win them all. The 2 for 2 is still a very admirable start, of course.
It was a good start.
You're well on your way.
But in a medical malpractice case, the way attorneys handle those cases is as follows. You get the records, you make an assessment, and because we've had a lot of experience, 25 years handling these kinds of cases, each of the lawyers in the office, we can get a pretty good sense of whether it's a case or not. And usually it's just sort of like, if you read the record and you say, oh my God, then you know it's a case. Usually it's a case. But of course you have to present it to an expert to review. And that's important because once the case is filed, as soon as it's put into suit, the defendant, doctor or hospital or medical provider, has a right to have a medical malpractice tribunal. And the test is there sufficient evidence that merits a further judicial review? It's a low threshold, but the threshold is there. And then the case goes into litigation, the part of the discovery where you take depositions and you find more experts. And then eventually, usually it's 2 or 3 years down the road because these cases are on a slow track, you get assigned the trial date. But that doesn't mean you're going to get a trial anytime soon.
Right.
It could be a year or two even before you get the trial.
So there's a lot that goes in there. Now, are these tribunals held down on Guantanamo Bay or?
No, they're held in every county on an irregular basis.
Oh, okay.
The law provides that they should be done within 20 days of the answer to the complaint.
Right.
I just did one last week where the answer to the complaint had been filed 3 years ago.
Oh,
so that shows how efficient the court can be sometimes.
Oh, yes. You don't want to get wrapped up in the court.
Not if you can help it.
No, I understand that you have quite the background. You were, in fact, the president of the Bar Association.
I was. I served as the MBA president from 2007 to 2008. The Mass Bar Association is about to celebrate its 100th year.
Wow.
It was actually formed at a time when other bar associations wouldn't let women into their organization or wouldn't let blacks into the organization.
Sure.
So the MBA was founded to let everybody who wanted to
be a diverse group, you know, they've earned the right to be a lawyer and gone through all that school, then by all means, let anybody into the club, right? Come
Absolutely.
On.
As long as they're
fair.
As long as they're paying their dues.
Yes, it's all about paying the dues, yes.
And it's the largest organization. It's the statewide organization for lawyers. And we do a lot of service for our members, and we help our members do a lot of community service for their neighborhoods and for the law.
Oh, sure. It's great. It's quite the achievement. Be proud of that.
Thank you very much.
Good to be sitting with a president as well. You know, that's always good for my stature as well. And I was doing some research about the malpractice because, I know that that's what you're specializing in. And a lot of questions that came up had to do with nursing homes, just on an individual case-by-case basis. Do these tie into, like with doctors and hospitals? Are nursing homes held to the same standard?
They are held to the same standard. It's a medical malpractice standard, so you have to have the tribunals against them as well. And what happens in a lot of nursing home cases is it's not so much a misdiagnosis or a mistreatment, it's a neglect.
Yeah.
And that a lot
it's
of
sad.
Neglect. It is sad. People will get bed sores, people will fall out of bed, break bones, and people serious injuries won't be recognized.
Right. And unless the family's coming in and looking at the x-rays, a lot of times, I don't want to generalize nursing homes, but Some atrocities certainly do occur, don't they?
They do occur there, unfortunately, and it tends to be, you know, a lot of the staff is not that highly paid or highly specialized, unfortunately.
And they just kind of throw caution to the wind and whatever, or just kind of coast through this day.
Well, again, I think most nursing homes make a great effort to do the best they can.
Right.
And unfortunately, sometimes mistakes are made, and that's what the lawyers are here for, to help in the end.
Unfortunately, David, we're up against another break here, but we could check out everything that you do on www.bwglaw.com. BWGlaw.com. A lot of good stuff on there. And certainly, these people can help you out if you're in a case with a car accident, malpractice, anything. They got to call you. They got to go on BWGlaw.com and get a hold of you. And we'll be right back here to finish things up with Mr. David White right after these words.
This is Lou Dobbs. You're listening to WBNW 1120, Concord, Boston, and WPLN 1390, Plymouth.
Are you looking to sell your home or purchase a new one in the greater Boston area? You need to contact Patrick O'Donnell of Realty Direct Boston. With experience and expertise working in Quincy, Braintree, and the Weymouth areas, Patrick knows just how to make this important life decision a smooth and successful one. He will provide you with a finely tuned marketing program that suits your desires. Whether you are buying or selling, Patrick provides a one-stop shop and will handle all the details of your sale or purchase of your home. Call 617-328-1255 or visit him on the web at patrick@realtydirectboston.com. Let him deliver for you.
Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Join me, Chris Finlan, Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 on the Money Matters Midday Show, immediately following Money Matters with Barry Armstrong on the Money Matters Radio Network.
Sterling Financial is committed to creating and executing quick, appropriate investment plans that make sense to you. In fact, the most important asset Sterling Financial provides is personalized service, a way of making the investment process easy and enjoyable. To speak with Jonathan Price or any member of the Sterling Financial team, call 617-558-3213. That's 617-558-3213 or online at www.sterlingfg.com.
Join me, Chris Finlan, on Money Matters Midday, weekdays, 11 to 2 on the Money Matters Radio Network.
All right, everybody, we're back here, Money Matters Midday. My name is Chris Finlan, joined with David White, partner over at Breakstone, White & Gluck, out there in Boston, one of the most esteemed firms in all of Massachusetts. Check them out, www.bwglaw.com. They could help you with a variety of different issues. But right now we're talking just a little bit about medical malpractice and what folks should expect with that.
Well, I just wanted to mention also, Chris, that it's a very controversial area of the law. The doctors and the hospitals and the medical malpractice insurance companies fight very hard to influence the public opinion about malpractice lawyers. And in Massachusetts, the doctors do win about 95%, sometimes even more, of the cases if the case goes to trial. I think that the jury pool, that is the people who get picked for jurors, have been largely influenced by the fact that people think there are frivolous claims. But we talked about the screening process a minute ago. Nobody brings frivolous malpractice claims and stays in business for more than 6 months.
Right.
You can't do it.
Eventually, they come back to haunt you.
They come back to haunt you, and the people who handle medical malpractice cases responsibly reject the frivolous cases. That's a total fallacy that there's a lot of malpractice claims that are frivolous.
Now, do most of these cases actually make it to trial, or are a lot of people like, oh, I made the mistake, let's settle out?
Well, if the insurance company believes that it was not medical malpractice, they will try that case. There's no such thing as a get-off-my-back kind of settlement.
Right. Not like with celebrities and sex scandals.
There's no cost of defense there. That's right. No,
right.
They'll try the case, and if you don't have a strong case, the doctor will probably win.
Another question that came up a lot is a misdiagnosis malpractice, or –
It is. You can have a misdiagnosis, a failure to diagnose, or perhaps a failure to read an X-ray properly. A very common case is a failure to diagnose breast cancer, where there are regular mammograms, and the mammographer misses a clear tumor. And so they miss that diagnosis.
Right. David White, we're joined in studio by my hero, Scotty McCall. The reason I got into broadcasting, forget about Howard Stern or any of those other guys.
Thank you.
Scotty McCall, how are you, sir? What do you got lined up for tonight?
Good. What a great, great show we have coming up for the afternoon edition. Jonathan White, of course, dropping by from Blue Door Mortgage. We'll have some great conversation with him when we talk about low inflation, how that can certainly benefit the mortgage markets at this point.
Absolutely.
Some good news for people. And then he has a great guest coming by also with Jonathan White, Mr. Ross coming by. We'll talk to David Ross, really the commercial real estate industry, talking about it, giving some more information out to people about the commercial real estate industry and how we might be able to make some money in that area.
Oh, yes,
so,
all about making that money.
So it'll be a nice show. Greg Andrews coming by. We'll talk about painting. Again, same thing when we talk about mortgages. Many people really looking to get themselves back in the real estate game, sprucing up their homes in an effort to get some more value out of it. So we'll talk to a painter that's been crazy busy and maybe might be able to offer some.
A lot
nice,
of these guys are busy
nice
this
info.
Season, which is good. And you got to get some spring cleaning done to boost the value. So
yeah, it'll be
good stuff.
And of course, our normal Friday, Eric Finnemore coming by. We'll try to talk a little bit about the whole Supreme Court justice issue. Of course, Barack Obama is going to need to pick a new Supreme Court justice. And
is Che Guevara available? I know he probably wants to nominate Che Guevara. Is he available to be nominated?
I'm not sure exactly whether
the corpse
gonna,
of. Yes.
So it'll be a great great show on this Friday.
Good stuff, Scotty. As always, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And Mr. David White, is there any last message you'd like to get out there about BWGlaw.com? Or anything?
Well, it's great to be here, Chris. I appreciate the opportunity to talk
Absolutely.
About our work and to talk about our firm. And if someone feels they have a legal need that they would like addressed, we're there for a free consultation.
And I'm glad that I got your card, quite frankly, because I'm a reckless driver. And I may need this number sometime very soon.
Okay, well, be careful out there. And I guess the final message would be, you know, it's springtime and there are a lot of motorcycles out there.